For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. Today, the New York City Council voted on Resolution 283A. It calls on Mayor Adams and Chancellor Banks to immediately reverse reductions to school budgets. It also calls for the Chancellor to submit updated school budgets to the Panel for Educational Policy, reflecting the restoration and a full accounting of unspent federal stimulus funds, which has never been provided to the public. The vote was unanimous, 41 affirmative, 0 negative, 0 abstentions. New York City Council Speaker Adrian Adams.
It calls on the mayor to promptly use unspent federal stimulus dollars and other funds to fully restore the $469 million that the DOE has removed from school budgets, which far exceeds the $131.5 million that the administration indicated in the city budget that would be reduced from school budgets. Throughout the summer, the DOE has offered piecemeal restorations that would not address the entirety of the gap it created for schools. The council is making it clear today with this resolution that school budgets should be fully restored. The DOE should also immediately release any money it has been willing to offer to our schools over the course of the past weeks because of the act of withholding money must stop. The lack of accountability and transparency by the DOE, the funding of our schools, and education policy will continue to be a priority for this council. Our students, teachers, and school communities deserve more support from the DOE, and it's clear that much more oversight and accountability is required.
Council Speaker Adams. Council Member Shahana Hanif is the first Muslim woman elected to the City Council. She represents District 39 in Brooklyn and says this vote could not be more timely.
Right now, our teachers, principals, and other staff members are preparing for the first day of school this Thursday, and they're doing so with less resources than they had last year, and that is unacceptable. In my district, like many other districts across the city, teachers and staff are being removed from the schools that they taught in last year and years prior. These are teachers and staff who are essential to arts education, after-school programs, and mental health supports. They are depended on and beloved by the students, parents, and staff that make up our school communities. At the Education Committee meeting where this resolution was heard, Comptroller Lander clearly laid out how the mayor and the chancellor can reverse the $469 million in cuts to our schools in a fiscally responsible way. The DOE budgeted approximately $3.018 billion in federal stimulus funding in the 2021-2022 school year. However, only $2.37 billion were spent, meaning over $600 million were budgeted but not spent. This money can be and must be rolled over to the 2022-2023 school year. Our young people and their families are recovering from the academic, socio-emotional, and economic impacts of the pandemic. We have an influx of new students with immense needs, including the approximately 1,400 new school-aged asylum seekers who have arrived in recent months. Now is not the time to be asking our schools to do more with less. I urge the administration to heed this resolution and provide our schools with the resources they need.
Councilmember Hanif.
I think this vote's an easy yes for all of us to make.
New York City Council Minority Leader from Staten Island, Borelli, talks about decline in the public school population.
Certainly we all support putting more money in the classrooms, less in big tweed salaries, less on consultants the DOE seems to need while they sacrifice art supplies and athletic programs and things like that. But I think we also have to acknowledge why we're in this position that we're in, and it's because of a drop-off in student enrollment. And that drop-off didn't just start in the pandemic. It accelerated in the pandemic. 100,000 students left the New York City public school system. But this decline has been happening since 2015. 10% of our school children have left the system. Some because of generationally failing schools, others during the pandemic because our school system decided unnecessarily to remain closed and to be as difficult as possible for working parents, and others because they felt that they can get a better education elsewhere. So I think, I hope rather, that this body would consider some of those reasons and consider that people that do leave the public school system are still our constituent. And I would hope that we would begin looking at other alternatives, such as tuition tax credits, vouchers, and the expansion of the charter cap going forward. Again, these aren't our enemies, people that leave the public school system. They're our constituents. They're parents who decide what hopefully that they think is best for their children.
Councilmember Borelli says he'd rather be on the side of those parents than treating them as the enemy, but he voted yes on Res 233A. New York City Majority Leader from Manhattan, Keith Powers, shares some of Borelli's concerns regarding declining enrollment in the public schools.
Declined enrollment means that we are going to have potentially less money in some of these school buildings, and we're going to have to tackle those questions about how to prioritize and how to spend that money. We're going to have to look, as the speaker has called on, to look at the funding formulas by which guide many of the funding decisions that the school system makes. And I think we're going to have to look at the loss of stimulus funding and a lot of other stress systems on our school building and our school system, and have to face some choices about exactly where to prioritize and make prioritize. But I think for many of us, we saw this happen play out this year when we do believe there is still money left over in this to help sort of pad the budgets of the school system as we face that declining enrollment, give us opportunity and breathing room to make those choices and make those decisions, and to make sure that none of our actual schools are facing devastating cuts that could harm arts programs or after school programs or any or teachers or just teachers themselves. So I think that for many of the colleagues here, we've heard very clearly from them that they want to make sure that their schools are well, of course, all of us well funded, that they have the critical programs and they don't lose those so close to the school year when principals will have very little opportunity or time to make the hard decisions that they may have to make if we don't restore the funding.
Majority Leader Powers. Members of the New York City Council have been hearing directly from their constituents, from parents, from teachers and principals about the urgency of restoring the education cuts. The council members recognize the leadership of Council Speaker Adrian Adams and Education Chair Rita Joseph.
It is imperative for us to understand in order to address the inequities that we see in our communities, it's been decades where schools were neglected.
Council member from Brooklyn, Mercedes Narcisse.
Having a great speaker, the first black woman to be a speaker of the council, and a mother and grandmother, like she always said, and Rita being a teacher in the classroom, telling us how difficult it has been. So we are doing our part, and I'm praying that the mayor understand, and I'm sure he should understand by now, the importance of refunding and put the money where it belongs to our children's classroom. If the chancellor really care as much as he stated, so we praying that they understand after we vote today, this is not a game. This is very important for them to do what they're supposed to do in order to address the inequities in education.
Councilmember Narcisse. Majority Leader Powers says it's clear that no one wants to see a school building that doesn't have an arts program or a music program or teachers needed to support class sizes that make sense for public school students. But it's clear that cuts need to be restored immediately and there needs to be accountability in the future. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.